treats me oh so mean. My man, he don't love me, treats me awful mean. He's the lowest man that I've ever seen.
Good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and opening up this Thursday, April 22nd at 7 p.m. on the campus of Grambling State University in the Floyd L. Sandel Theater. The Grambling State University Department of Voice and Theater brings Billie Holiday to life in Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, a play by Lainey Robertson. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studios are Natosha Davis, who's going to transform into Billie Holiday on stage before our very eyes, and Angelique Feaster-Evans, who directs this production. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so let's get started with the layout of this play. This is a set in 1959, and it's near the end of Billie Holiday's life. She died not too much longer after that. So give us, show is permeated with music, but it's really a reflective moment in Billie Holiday's life as she's going through all of the things that she's been through. And so can you give us the plot, the layout of the play, Natosha?
Well, yes, it does tell us a story of her life, beginning as a child, a young child growing up with her mom. And it actually takes us all the way to the end of her life, which was about 4 months before she died. So it talks about her upbringing and her time with her mom and the little time that she had with her pop and some time with her grandmother. But it also talks about the time where she started learning music, and it brought forth some of her favorite artists who she actually patterned her voice style after, Louis Armstrong and Bessie Smith. And you hear a lot of her describe the characteristics of their style of singing, and that's how she put some of that into her.
And it sounds like you also get a lot of the inspiration for her own written tunes from those early years, because that's where a lot of those inspirations are formed. Can you tell us about some of that is revealed about Billie Holiday's life that we come across in this production?
I'm going to talk a little bit about the music. She took a lot of the tunes that Billie Holiday sang. Bessie Smith sang, and relate those to her life, because in the story, you'll find that many of the songs that was written considered hit songs. African Americans wasn't allowed to sing those at that time, or coloreds, as they talk in the as they call it in the show. They weren't allowed to sing because they didn't allow coloreds to sing hit songs. And so she would take some of those same songs and add them to her repertoire and bring them to life. You also hear about the development of actual singing. She talks about singing with certain artists like Artie Shaw, and how in the beginning they didn't allow her to sing the lyrics. You know, they just used her for an example of maybe a chorus or two, but the most important part was the band. Mm. So she wanted to be more than a member of the band. She wanted to be the lead singer. And so thus, again, bringing her to her solo career.
A strong force of will back in those days for someone of African-American heritage was a confrontation in a lot of ways to the white establishment. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit about how that plays into her life, her role, and her music, Angelique?
Absolutely. It was really through her music that she was able to take a stance and really make her mark as it relates to the issues of the day, how she decided to form her own band so that she could, in fact, sing songs and not just come on with the chorus or what have you. Being able to see what had happened to artists such as Bessie Smith and the challenges that were presented to them, it really empowered her in a way to find her voice, not just on stage, but also a way to kind of combat the issues of the times, you know, for the civil rights, that movement that was going on, her way of advocating for African Americans to have access and to be able to not only come and view her, but other artists as well. And through her life, we find that there were many challenges. And the sights and the sounds and the soul of Billie really comes to life through this production. And we're able to see how it has been the music that has really carried her, even during dark times in her life, even during the highs as well as the lows. The music has been that one thing that has been consistent. And so being able to really examine not only her repertoire, but her life story through a new and different lens is really what Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill provides for the audience. They get an opportunity to have this up close and personal perspective about Billie Holiday's life that, you know, aside from the dependency issues and the incarceration period, we get to kind of peel back the different layers to discover how it all happened and how she really tried to move forward in spite of. And then knowing that this particular setting of the show is, as Natorsha mentioned, just 4 months before she passed. So we get to just kind of see her soul and her songs just kind of being bared before us, you know, in the most authentic way possible. So it's really exciting to be a part of this process.
Well, I know many of the songs that came out of that era, you know, Strange Fruit being one of those, really laid down the horrors in a strangely dark, poetic way of what America was like for African Americans in this country back in the Jim Crow South. And I remember, I forget what the name of the movie is, but the story of Billie Holiday that was in a movie. And, you know, she just reminisced about that. And I think, who was it? Was it Dinah?
It was Dinah Ross.
Yeah, Dinah Ross.
Lady Day sings, Lady Sings the Blues.
Yeah, there you go. There
yes.
you go.
And of course, remember. And of course, Andra Day has brought back to the screen, you know, I think it's the United States versus Billie Holiday.
Correct.
So we're getting to see the 2021 version of her story. But of course, the classic, I think it was in the 1970s, Lady Sings the Blues, Diana Ross's role was iconic. She and Richard Pryor getting to see those two on stage in a different way, but telling the poignant story of the struggles that Billie endured, and all of it again still laced through song and finding the joys in the process.
And wasn't Billie Dee Williams in that movie?
Yes,
yeah.
Billie Dee Williams. You're absolutely right. But Richard Pryor came to mind.
I've seen that reaction before when you mentioned Billie Dee Williams.
Yes.
one of those men that just he was a heart swoon, you know.
Yes.
So, and it's been years since I've seen the movie, but I remember being struck by the scene where she comes upon a hanging and she's just thinking, what kind of world is this that we live in that someone could do that? And that's where Strange Fruit comes out. Now, God Bless the Child is the other song that I remember in Schindler's List was the tipping point for Schindler to decide he was not going to take all the money and run. He was going to change his life around. What was the inspiration for that song?
I'll let you tell.
Okay. She actually wrote that song for her mom, in honor of her mom, because her mom was very disappointed in her selection of a man who happened to be Sonny. And he was the one turned her on to drugs and to all of these bad things that her mom really never even had any experience or any knowledge about.
Right.
And she did not accept him in any way. And she made it clear to Billie that she was not going to accept him or her as long as she was with him. So that scene actually comes out in the play. And she specifically says, no, she's not going to help her. No. And she goes into some details, but the main word that sticks with me is that she just said, no, because he's no good for you. And he's stolen her baby, Billie, and turned her heart into something else. So Billie, she couldn't handle it. And she left. Her and Sonny moved out, and she wrote that song, God Bless the Child.
Tell us about some of the music, other music, because there's a lot of music, and she's going to be talking about each song and talking about different phrases. How does the music piece together her life?
Well, the music serves as this kind of transitioning way of weaving the life story in with her extensive repertoire. So we have Taint Nobody's mm-hmm. Business, mm-hmm. What a Little Moonlight Can Do. Those songs, they each had a place in her life that really resonated with that moment. You know, Strange Fruit was the protest song. Mm-hmm. You know, God Bless the Child was like the self-empowerment song, and we could just, you know, What a Little Moonlight Can Do. It's, I think that's some of the loving song, you know, how we are enamored or endeared by others. And she each of those songs, and we have about a little over, I think a dozen songs are in the 15. Repertoire. Yeah, about 15 of the songs are brought to the stage. And like I said, each of them set the tone for the story that either, you know, that's going to come before or right after, but it always just kind of hits the mark as it relates to a milestone or a flashpoint in her life.
You want to add anything to that?
Oh, yes. And also the fact, even the more song, the songs that we know are in there, as well as new songs that I had to go and research. Mm-hmm. And they're not played a lot, but they're very powerful. The last song in the piece, or in the show, is called Deep Song. I had never heard it. Mm. But it is as emotional, and the chords are as resonating as what you hear in Strange Fruit. But it talks about the sorrow that's in her life, and how it leads her into and moves her into this another direction. So it's a lot of songs that it's a few songs that we've never heard before. So I'm curious to see how the audience will respond to those.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list here, and there's a few of them that I hadn't heard.
Yeah,
Don't Explain.
Don't Explain.
You know,
yes.
And I didn't see Fine and Mellow in here. I presume that's about Sunny. one of my favorites, you know, because of, you know, it's such a beautiful love song. So you're going to expose the audience to a whole range of Billie Holiday that they were unaware of.
Right.
Yeah,
you're going to get some oldie but goodies, for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. but you're also going to get some new pieces brought to the stage as well. And I am excited for the audience to get to hear with new ears, even the oldies but goodies, you know, how it's kind of laced in with the various storylines of her life. And it's going to be really interesting to discover.
Now, who is going to be your pianist for this?
My pianist is, he actually grew up here in Shreveport, Louisiana, but his name is William Bernard Taylor.
Okay.
And he currently resides in Dallas, Texas.
Okay. And he's also the music director.
Yes,
for this.
Yes.
Okay, so so he gets his starring role and he gets the credit for the music director. And tell us about the set design. Are we going to be in Emerson's Cafe?
Yes, sir.
You the
will
smells,
be
the sights, the sound, the whole bit. Yeah.
All of that is going to come to life. You will really feel as if you are there in the heart of Philly. And this nightclub just really being showered with the grace of Lady Day.
You're going to have to call in somebody from Philly to do the Philly, cheese steak sandwiches. So, so you get that right smell, you know. So there's a lot of different performances of this. You're going to open on the Grambling State University campus. Tell us about all the different performance sites for this, because you're taking this around the area.
Absolutely. So this is the Northwest Louisiana premiere of Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, and we are kicking it off at Grambling State University at the Floyd L. Sandel Theater. And Grambling is indeed the title sponsor of making all of this happen, and so we are honored to open up right there in the heart of Grambling. And this is also Jazz Appreciation Month, mm-hmm. and so such a timely moment to be able to present. April 7th was Billie Holiday's birthday. So we are wrapping all of this tribute and homage to Billie Holiday all in one time, but we're doing one production in two locations. And so on the 22nd, we'll open at Grambling State University. And then we are bringing the show here to Shreveport We'll be opening on April the 23rd and 24th. We have 7 p.m. shows at the Shreveport Regional Arts Council there in the Central Art Station and the Engine Room Black Box. And then we will also have a matinee show on Saturday, April the 24th at 1 p.m. And for those that would prefer to visit or watch online, we will have a live stream that will run on Sunday, April the 25th. And so all of our live performances are free and open to the public. And there is a nominal fee for the live stream, but we are wanting to present this production for those that want to come and experience it live and in person. And then also those that would feel like experiencing it virtually. So we're really excited to bring it to the area.
And how do folks find out more information?
You can go to the Grambling State University Department of Music Facebook page. And so all of our links are there for the live stream as well as the live in-person viewing.
Okay.
The tickets can also be reached on eventbrite.com by doing a search, and also on ShowShare.
The last question I want to ask you is what you personally, each of you, discovered that was new about Billie Holiday. What insights did you learn about this artist from this production and from going through all these songs and all of this dialogue?
I learned of Billie's fortitude and resilience in spite of the circumstances that she endured in life. I had a newfound appreciation for her, not only as an artist, but also as an individual, and realizing that, you know, oftentimes we put celebrities on a pedestal, mm-hmm. and we expect more of them than we oftentimes expect of ourselves. Mm. But in spite of it all, her heart was really pure and genuine. And she really just wanted the very same things that we wanted in life. Love, you know, a family, a place to call her own. And in the midst of all of that, she wanted to share her love of singing and of song with her dear friends, her loved ones, and also the community at heart. So I got to really appreciate that aspect of Billie in a way that I never really came to an understanding of until I dug deep into the character, the development of her, one, as a character in the production, but two, as a human being, and understanding that, you know, we all share that common thread of humanity, that commonality about humanity. And that's the part of Billie that I came to really realize, is that she was human, and in spite of all of her flaws, she wanted the same things that many of us wanted, you know? You know, really, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
And who of us doesn't have flaws?
Absolutely. So.
And a safe place.
And a safe mm-hmm. place.
Yeah. To feel safe.
Yes.
Just amazing concept, you know? So, and Natasha?
And I can truly piggyback off of Angelique and everything she said. But one other aspect, and that's from one performer to the other, is the love for the art.
Mm-hmm.
She loved to sing. And that was her passion. And even in the midst of all of her trials and all of her shortcomings and all of her hurts and habits and hang-ups, the thing that took her through was that music, the singing, the lyrics, the words. And I think it made her stronger as an individual through yeah. all of her situations and circumstances. Those lyrics and the harmonies and the lush chords, and even singing with the big band, you know, you feel mm-hmm. good when you get out there. You know, she was, it's a little down spot that she was having in the middle of the show. And her pianist said, "Sing Easy Living." Mm-hmm. She started singing and she realized, "Oh yeah, this is easy. This is easy for me." And she didn't need that fix anymore. And she went on to this long monologue afterwards.
mm-hmm.
But it's that emotional feeling that we get that music tends to bring out in us. Yeah. And that's from one artist to another, and I can appreciate that.
And I wanted to add, I think Billie says it best. She said it best in the production, singing is living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, you know, being on stage, you get that connection to the audience. You see the reaction, you see the way they get moved, and there's the feedback effect, you know, it's a building effect that takes place that I'm sure is a magic moment for a performer, mm-hmm. and certainly as a passionate audience member, it certainly is. So, do you have any final thoughts that you want to share about this production to get people out?
We want to encourage people to come out. We know that we are living in different times, but we are presenting art in a way that is in a safe environment. We have limited seating for the live performances, and we're also having the virtual performance, mm-hmm. you know, as another offering. And so we want to encourage the community to continue to support the arts, and this is a way to do so. The Shreveport Regional Arts Council is another partner and sponsor for us to be able to bring it here to the Shreveport area, and we take pride and being able to touch, to move, and to inspire audiences through the rich and vast stories that we're afforded to bring to life on the stage.
Natorsha?
Again, she finalizes everything so wonderfully.
Hard act to follow, huh?
Oh, yeah. She's great. That's why she's my director. But we want people to come out and to feel safe. And yes, we do have limited seating. So please, if you are interested, go ahead and get online and get those tickets. And we just look forward to seeing you there.
All right. Natorsha and Angelique, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
And that was director Angelique Feaster-Evans and Natorsha Davis, who takes on the role of Billie Holiday in Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, a play by Lainey Robertson. This production features multiple performances at multiple venues and opens tomorrow night at the Floyd L. Sandel Theater on the campus of Grambling State University. For complete show times, locations, and details, you can call 318-274-2106. That's 318-274-2106. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
Them that's got shall have, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.